Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Yeah, how we doing, folks? It is Glory Days, PJ and Jim's. Why do I say that all the time? If you're here, you know it's Glory Days.
I know, yeah.
You know it's PJ and Jim's podcast.
I know, but like you have to say it. It's sort of a rule of thumb. It's kind of like meeting someone and not saying hello. You have to be formal about it.
It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's one of those things. It's habit.
Habit, yeah,
isn't
I know.
It? It's kind of like that. I don't know what it is. It's just habit.
I know it is, but it's only habit on this. Like, you'd never walk into the room when your missus is sitting there and you go, "Hello, how's it going? Jim McCabe here. Just want to know if you'd like a cup of tea."
Exactly,
it's not
that
you ever do, you know.
Yeah, but like, it's weird to get into habits. It's like, you know, the way you kind of.
It'd be great if you talked like a radio person actually all the time, wouldn't it? Like,
that's what I was just thinking. That. But if I walked up to you and went, PJ, 8:10,
give me a time check. Give me a time check. Although, you know the way you do the traffic on the show.
Yeah.
People do that in real life. That's one thing that does happen in real life that's radio-like.
Which?
You know, you meet someone and you go, "How's it going?" They say, "Oh my God, the traffic is absolutely up the wall. I can't believe it. I swear, you wouldn't believe it. Took me a half an hour to get here."
Yeah, but at least they don't turn around and go, Junction 9 slow moving towards Junction 8.
That's what you should do. That's what you should do.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's the way to do it.
Yeah. Although I suppose we do a bit of that of the weather though as well, don't we? Well, like chit-chatting about the weather does end up sometimes being a little bit like you get off a radio thing. Because you do end up going, I believe there's a cold front coming in from the North Atlantic later on this week.
Yeah, we do.
Maybe you regurgitate stuff that you heard people say.
I know. Basically, chit-chat and small talk is news without the headlines. That's all it is.
Exactly.
You meet people. How's it going? Traffic's absolutely mental out there. You wouldn't believe it. Backed up for ages there on the M50, and they go, "Yeah, unbelievable. I heard snow is coming." Snow? Tell me more about that.
Yeah. Apparently, we're in the middle of a polar mass, and that's going to bring heavy snow showers across mountainous areas later in the week.
And then with lads, it goes, "And now with sport." And now to sport. Hurling. Have you seen it? This week it was fantastic. We're on the build up to the final.
Yeah.
The final, Jim?
And that's true. I've been in the company of lads who have turned around and said, "Have you heard the latest? Ralph Ragnick is about to be appointed as the interim." And it's literally they've just ripped it off a teleprompter and given it to you.
Yeah, it's news without the headlines. That's all small talk is. It's just news without the headlines. So then leave it out. And then it's at the end of it, it's like, okay. Well, are you well anyway?
That's when
it breaks.
I'll tell you what they should do is whenever that happens, whenever you get a lad, you know, sitting in your company who does that either with the traffic, you know, traffic backed up on the M50 and or, you know, whatever about the weather or sport, at the end of it, you should turn around and go, "Now, over to Tony at the bar."
Yeah. I know, that's it. And this week is your birthday, so that's the headline. So when you meet people now, that'll be the headline story, right? So you'll meet people this week and people will go, "Happy birthday," and you're straight in, that's the thing. "Oh yeah, thanks very much, yeah, happy birthday, gee, yeah, it's great,
yeah.
What age are you?" And you'll say, "Oh, I'm whatever, you know, 72, whatever it is." And then people will do that whole thing where they'll just go, they'll go into news, traffic and sport.
Yeah, I know, because the other thing, like almost like you did there, is that you know that's going to come all the time, don't you? Especially because of men. We've said this before, about lads talking to other lads. Your lads don't turn around and go, "Happy birthday, Jim, and listen, have a great day, enjoy it, right, you deserve it, fair play to
you." No, you don't do that.
Never that.
No.
It'll always be.
That wouldn't sound too genuine.
No. So what they'll say is, "Happy birthday, Jim. Oh, what age are you anyway?" And I'll go, "I'm 53. And they'll go, "Yeah, you're all right. 63. Yeah, is that what, are you messing?"
Yeah.
And you're like,
"I didn't ask how long you have your jacket." I didn't ask that.
And you go, "No, I know." And you have to go through all it. "No, yeah, I'm 53. Yeah, all right, Japers, I'll tell you, don't. God, you must have had a hard life, did you? What?
Ash, you're only a tiddler, really. Then they go the opposite extreme to make up for it, you know. No. You know, you're looking well.
I wouldn't mind. Most of the lads who say that to you are probably older than you are.
Of course they are. Of course they are. Most of the lads that say these things to you probably grew up when Ireland was actually black and white. You know, they grew up when they were taking colour photographs in Ireland and they still came out in black and white.
Yeah, or else you get the other lads, like the bomber, for example, right?
Oh,
he'll do the thing where, like, "Jeez, I tell you, I'm looking better than you are. I'm looking better than you are."
Anyway, that's for sure.
Oh, he will, absolutely. Absolutely. You never come across those lads.
Jeez,
I tell you something, if you're 50, I'll tell you something, I'm doing well, I tell you. I'm looking good for my age.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
What's it got to do with you?
Just pissing all over your birthday. That's all it is. They're just pissing all over your birthday, trying to make your birthday something that's like when you're, especially when you're happy with it, you know.
Yeah. Like, to be fair,
it's that old mentality. Remember years ago when you were a kid and there was always one fella and he wanted to be nice to you on your birthday, but he hadn't got the skills. He didn't know how to do it. Your dad's friend or something.
Right.
And he'd give you a fiver and go, take that. Go on. Take it. Take that now and fuck off away from me. Go away. And you're like, this, what do I do?
And that was a gift.
Yeah, that was a gift. £2 or something. There, take that there. What's wrong with you? Stop looking at me. Take it. Go buy a bottle of pop.
Yeah. Especially if he was one of those lads of that generation that was totally uncomfortable with any sort of, like, you know,
niceness.
Sense of emotion or any sense of niceness, as you say. Like, I mean, if you turned around and you said, oh my God, thanks very much. That's really sound. Thanks. Oh yeah, no, don't be going on about it.
Sure, I'm like that as well. I brought you in a bottle of whiskey this morning.
Yeah, the beautiful bottle it is too.
I brought it in, left it on your desk, and before you even got to say thanks, I was like, right out, I have to leave.
Yeah, you took
it. I have to leave.
Turned your back in. I'm literally going, oh my God, man, thanks a million. That's fantastic. I look up and he's gone.
Don't think about it.
He's gone.
I have to make myself a coffee. Thank you.
Yeah. Peaches, he's like that.
Stop trying to be a friend. I know we spend every day in this room together. Stop trying to be a friend.
He is the kind of... he'd be... You're one of those, yeah.
I will be.
You're from that age of like, yeah, shut up going on about it, will you?
Yes.
Hey, you said thanks, right? Just leave it at that,
will you? Got it, yeah. I'm sorry I even bothered now. Sorry I got you anting at all.
If I'd have known you were going to go on this much about it.
Yeah, I literally said thanks once. Oh, now that's twice. You've doubled the amount. You've just doubled it. Yeah, everybody's awkward.
You're ruining everything, you do.
Yeah.
Oh, everything. Can't
Isn't
do
it gas
for you.
The way you do that with your friends, though? You know, you make an effort with your friends, you do that, you know.
Yeah.
And then it comes to Christmas, and if you have another half, it's all, what do you want? It's the opposite. Just go, tell me what you want now.
Yeah.
Please. I'm begging you. Tell me what you want. I can't be guessing.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, oh, no, you know, I will tell you. Sure, there's loads of time. You're like, there's not loads of time.
Yeah.
You're saying there's loads of time. You're going to leave it until I have to go to town.
Oh,
I
my
need,
God.
I need to know now.
And that is the worst. There's
to know
nothing
now.
Worse. That is, oh, my God. That's like a scene from Indiana Jones or something, trying to get through town on anywhere close to Christmas.
Oh, when you see it.
Trying to get a present for, and it's, you know what I mean? It's not just sort of a casual present. I'll wander in here, see if there's anything in here. It's like I'm looking for something.
I always feel sorry for people who are born on Christmas, you know, born around Christmas time. Or actually, I don't. I've changed my mind. I don't feel sorry for those people at all. I used to feel sorry for them because they only got one present. They never got a birthday present and a Christmas present.
Yeah.
But I've just realised I feel sorry for the people who have to buy them a birthday Christmas, a present. Birthday Christmas, a present.
That sounds like a biggie.
I mean,
that sounds impressive, whatever that
birthday
is.
Christmas at present. I've literally forgot. I've lost the ability to talk. I meant a birthday present at Christmas. Time.
Right.
Because it's an added pressure on the person who's going out there, you know.
Yeah.
You're stuck in the Christmas traffic, so it were.
Yeah, true. And mind you, I would have thought that the idea of a Christmas birthday might have appealed to you because, you know, the way you like to turn your birthday into a month.
Yeah.
Right, you like to celebrate it for the entire month of April as opposed to just the 18th or whatever.
Yeah.
So I would have thought that you'd appreciate the idea of a Christmas birthday with Christmas getting consistently longer and longer.
I know, I'd be raging, Jesus. Just took all the credit. I'd be raging.
I tell you, so you'd be like Jesus's less famous brother.
Yeah, I would be raging over it. Yeah, I would. Yeah, I'd be there going, all this, like, everybody's putting up trees and wrapping gifts, and none of them are for me.
Yeah, my name's not on anything.
Yeah, I get to, well, at least when you have I have a spring birthday, I get to make the whole thing about myself, you know.
Yeah.
And I really do. I walk around to people just as soon as someone says hello, I go, it's my birthday.
Yeah.
I get it in there. It's my birthday. Like I do it like people say happy
again,
Christmas.
Going back to our holidays, headlines thing. You know what I mean? Meeting people, that's you, straight in with the, hi, how you doing? PJ Gallagher's birthday today.
Yeah, in headline news, it's my birthday.
Right, let's give you some of the best bits from during the week then, shall we? We had, it wasn't going birthdays, but we ended up talking about weddings. I'm going to listen to this now because I'm actually trying to remember how we got into talking about weddings. I don't know if it was whether we started off talking about weddings or not. But anyway, I know we did end up talking about weddings. So we'll have that for you. Also, there was a mission to save the world.
During
the week?
A practice mission to save the world,
mission to save the world, right. Which was unusually named.
Had a strange Dublin link to it, yeah.
So we'll let you hear that again. Also, Adele is very much in the news all over the place at the moment, but and not normally something that we'd necessarily talk about a lot. But there was an Adele-related story, and we kind of felt a little bit sorry for the victim of it, to be perfectly honest.
I feel terrible for him. Mm. I mean, everybody's terrible at their job. He's just one. He's just another person. Shouldn't be picked on because of it.
I don't think everybody's terrible at their job.
Everybody's terrible.
Right, so we'll let you hear that. And of course, Lotto. The Lotto thing has been mad. Depending on when you're listening to this, it might still not have been won because it's been hanging around at that 19 million for ages.
Yeah.
Mind you, of course, if you listen to this after Saturday or whatever and it's all gone, this is a bit redundant.
Well, it doesn't matter. You can still get the gist of it. You can get the gist of it.
Anyway, have a listen. We'll talk to you on the other side.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
This guy, Matt Doran, made a huge mistake, right?
Right.
So he works for Channel 7 and he was going to do an interview for them with Adele to talk about the promotion of her new album, of course. That's all anybody's talking about.
I know,
at the moment,
yeah. God, she's huge, isn't she?
She's nearly as big as Garth Brooks in Ireland.
Yeah.
So everyone's talking about it. And his station, Channel 7 in Australia, they flew him 10,000 miles to London. It's a 10,000 mile trip, which I only found out this morning.
Right.
To sit down with Adele and do the interview. They paid €595,000 for the exclusive rights to Australia for this interview.
£500,000 just to talk to Adele.
More, yeah, just to sit down with Adele and get that 20, 30 minutes that he had with Adele and just to get all of that for exclusive Aussie telly. What a setup, what a chance, amazing. He's sitting there, he's doing the interview and Adele starts to get a bit of a sniff that he's not giving any opinions of her songs. Like, you know, he's not saying, hey, this track is very good, that track's very good. You know, he's not doing any of this.
Right.
And then she goes, what do you think, like, what do you think of the album? To which he replied, I haven't listened to it. And
ouch
is right. She got the hump then and they've cancelled all the rights, so he flew 10,000 miles for absolutely nothing. The money was
she paid. Got the hump, did she?
It appears that way. Either did or Sony did.
I thought she was meant to be the nicest human under the sun.
Well, yeah.
I thought she was meant to be like down to earth girl next door. All of that.
But somebody got the hump. Let's put it that way. Either Sony got the hump or Adele got the hump. But they got the hump that this guy who had all these rights, Matt Doran, that he flew all the way, that he hadn't listened to the album. He got suspended for 2 weeks. And now he's saying, I didn't even know I had the album. This is what he's saying now. It was in an email. I opened the email, but I didn't know the attachment was there. And I didn't know that was the album. And I couldn't listen to the album.
Was that his excuse? Genuinely?
This is genuinely his excuse.
I didn't know I got an email.
Yeah, I did.
About it.
No, I had the email. I know I got an email. He just said, I know I got an email. What I didn't know was that the album, there was a link to the album in the email. I just thought it was a thing to say, how's it going? I can't wait to see it on the day. Email.
Yeah. Wow. And has he been doing this job a particularly long time?
I don't know.
He's obviously
very well trusted broadcaster.
I was just
going
to say,
gig,
he was picked to go all the way to London, Londonham, England, to talk to Adele, he must be obviously one of the big noises in Channel 7 or wherever it is he comes from.
Yeah, that's it, Channel 7, yeah.
And
oh
my God.
He was suspended for 2 weeks, but then he also says, I wasn't suspended for 2 weeks. I was asked not to come in. I wasn't. Are you okay?
It's not the same thing at all.
Yeah, it's not the same thing.
No, but you don't come to work, they were told. Yeah.
Yeah, take 2 weeks off. You're gone. Okay. Well, I'm not suspended, though.
And would he not have tried to bluff it? No. Could he not have tried to? I mean, look. I'm not trying to be disrespectful to Adele, right? And it must have. But, like, when he was there and he was faced with that, and obviously. He must have felt like the sky falls.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm joking. But could he not have just said, like when she said, what do you think? He could have just said, oh, I tell you something. The fourth song, probably my favourite.
Yeah.
What did you like about it?
I don't know.
The beginning. What about the beginning? The start.
I think I'd have gone away with it. I'd be there going, it's amazing the way they all have a common theme, don't they? It's very like your last albums.
And anyway, you can always just compliment it. If you just said, what did you like about, your vocal in that was just incredible. You know, pay somebody a compliment, they'll go, all right, thanks very much. They won't dig too deep. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
what did you like about the vocal? Just the voice.
Yeah, the voice, you know, the way you just, the way you did that.
So you see, that's what I'm saying. Like, no disrespect to Adele, but you know, as you say, there's a somewhat of a theme.
Yeah.
Through the tunes.
I don't know why he didn't bluff.
Why he didn't bluff?
I mean, like, proper just.
It could have ended up. It could have ended up like that. You know, what's it? Notting Hill, is it? When the Hugh Grant character.
Oh yeah.
Is mistaken for a journalist, and he's got to interview the stars
of
the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And he claims he's from Horse and Hound. It could have ended up like that.
It could have, yeah.
But are there any horses on the album at all? Yeah.
Did you record any animals at all? Anything at all? Would you consider doing an album with any animals? Is there any particular animal you think would sing just like you?
Yeah. If you were an animal, what animal would you be?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I should have just bluffed it. I feel slightly sorry for... Yeah. I mean, haven't, you know, obviously, as a fellow broadcaster, I feel sorry for him.
Because what if he really didn't open the email, or email properly?
Yeah, what I mean, what if that
was
you?
It was an honest mistake.
What was that? You never read your emails.
Well, if it was me, I'd open the email and I'd go, you're not going to believe what happened. 6 months ago, I was supposed to interview Adele.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
But we found an interesting kind of football story. Well, it starts as a football story, but it does morph into something that's very close to our hearts.
It does, doesn't it, Jim? Mm. Crewe Alexandra were playing. This is trying to show you how upset we are about last Sunday. Or last Saturday.
We'd literally go in search of... I mean...
We're not even mentioning Solskjaer getting sacked. Yeah. Nothing like that. We're just talking about this. This is the sports story of the weekend. Crewe Alexandra's Zach Williams. He was named man of the match over the weekend because he's 16 years old, though. It meant they couldn't give him his bottle of champagne. So they had to present him at the side of the pitch with a pack of the Jaffa Cakes. So he got a pack of the Jaffa Cakes for his man of the match. He put in an impressive performance, they say, for the Railway Men as they beat League One strugglers Gillingham 2-0 at Gresty Road, which I think is their home turf. I don't really know. I just thought it was dreadly that the young lad got a pack of the Jaffa Cakes.
Apparently there was also a packet of ready salted crisps. Not even just the ready salted ones.
Ready salted
crisps.
And
a packet of Jaffa Cakes.
That's what he gets. Man of the match. Player of the game. All your achievements. Let them
be honest
marked.
With you, I'm slightly impressed anyway that Crewe Alexandra would have bottles of champagne to be thrown around for man of the match. What league are Crewe Alexandra in?
League One, isn't it?
Oh, right.
Is it League One? I think it is. Yeah, League One.
League One.
I had to read that three times before I had the confidence to say it.
And they can still afford to be handing out bottles of champagne every week.
Yeah, you want to see, there's a great picture of the young lad as well. When he got an award to him, he looks delighted with himself. Yeah.
I'm going to go on record and say, now, I mean, I'm not a big champagne lover. I know it's one of those things that you know, supposedly have the odd one for a celebration, maybe a New Year's or something, or a, you know, whatever. But, you know, I wouldn't go out of my way for it. So all I'm just saying is a packet of crisps and a packet of Jaffa Cakes.
It's better.
It does kind of feel
better.
It's better,
isn't
me.
It?
Yeah.
There's something about it. Like, you know what I mean? There's something very good about it. Like, you know, when you turn up for weddings and there's that guy walking around.
Yeah, yeah.
Champagne. Champagne. You know that person? There's always one of them.
By the way, is it obligatory that they have to talk like that?
I don't know why they do. Champagne. Would you like champagne? Glass of champagne. I don't know why it always happens.
Is that an attempt to be posh?
As opposed
to just saying, do you want any champagne?
I suppose you can't say that either.
You can't say that.
You can't hold a big tray and I'm going, champagne. Do you want a load of champagne, do you? The bubbly wine.
It's free enough.
Do you want the bubbly wine,
do you? Want the free champagne?
Yeah.
This is the free one. If I was you, I'd take it now before you go and have to pay in the bar.
Will I get you a bottle for the table? You can't do that. So they have to
go, champagne.
Do you like a champagne? They have to do that voice. But if you turned up at a wedding and the guy had a packet of crisps and Jaffa Cakes and went, Jaffa Cakes? You'd be like, what?
Crisps, Jaffa Cakes.
I'd be like, I'll have one of each. This is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
I'll tell you something. If there's anybody listening at the moment planning their wedding, right, and you want that pre-thing toast, please have somebody walk around with a platter of Jaffa Cakes going, Jaffa Cakes.
Yeah, I'm right behind him. A bloke going, champagne. Who wants fizzy wine?
It's free.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
There's a story doing the rounds at the moment in the papers, and it literally is, it's like it's life playing out a Hollywood script. If you've ever seen the movie Armageddon, you know, the Bruce Willis job and...
Yeah.
What's your other man's name?
I have no idea.
He went on to be Batman and all. What's his name again?
Jack Nicholson. I don't know. I'm just saying actors' names. I haven't a clue.
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
So if you've ever seen that movie, you know the theory behind it is that they're trying to divert a meteor or
an asteroid
or whatever it is off course so that it doesn't hit the Earth. Right?
Yeah.
Now, Here's the actual real life story.
Yeah, so that's pretty unlikely that would happen, that an asteroid will come and hit us and wipe out humanity and all of that.
I think you'll find it's very likely.
Well, it's likely enough that NASA are doing a test to see if they can divert an asteroid that is heading towards the planet.
Right.
And they're setting up to do it now.
And they don't want to believe the Ben Affleck, Bruce Willis documentary.
Documentary, would you go away over that? The most ridiculous movie that was ever made. The absolutely most ridiculous film ever. As if you'd land on the thing anyway, the first place.
Yeah, and everybody, I mean, you know, you wouldn't use Bruce Willis anyway. Probably be more of a job for Tom Hardy or something.
Oh, he's obsessed with Tom Hardy. It's the most unbelievable man crush I've ever heard. He's absolutely obsessed with him. But NASA are actually setting up to launch a craft today. And they are sending it up, and it's going to knock an asteroid that's moving, not towards us now, it's a test, right?
Right.
So an asteroid, they're going to try and explode it off this asteroid, and then it'll see if it changes course. They reckon they can only change the course of the asteroid by less than 1%, but in that trajectory itself, because it's so far away...
Would be enough.
The thing I love about this story, though, is that the rocket they're sending to divert this asteroid, the rocket that may save humanity in the future, is called the DART.
Hey!
It's called the DART, yeah.
So the DART is the saviour of humanity.
The DART is saving humanity.
I knew. Anybody who's ever been on it on the way out to Greystones knows that.
I'm telling you, you thought you could just go home to Greystones. Not a bit about it. It might just save the world. The DART, yeah, so in Dublin, the DART stands for Dublin Area Rapid Transport.
Right, and what does it stand
Rapid
for
Transit,
here?
Is it? Rapid I think it's Transit. Transit. Yeah. And this one, the DART that's going up to space, it stands for Double Asteroid Redirection Test. I love this. I hope a trend starts here now.
Yeah.
I hope the next rocket that goes up is called the Lewis. You know what I mean?
Lunar... I can't think of the rest. I didn't want to even go to bother.
Lunar unit, asteroid, something.
Savior.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
So, yeah, that'd be amazing.
I hope this trend continues to the point that we get a 31B that flies up after that. Or whatever your favourite bus route is.
46A and all that sort of stuff.
All of them.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Humanity was saved by a Dublin bus driver on a rocket.
I tell you.
May we remember him.
The greatest of them all. That's incredible that they're doing it, though. That it actually is, you know, it is actually really life imitating art.
I know
and
it is.
And the thing about it is now, if this turns out to be really successful, right? I mean, just think of all of those times, right, when you were a kid and you were wandering into play asteroids on the thing.
I know.
You might have been unknowns to yourself training for a future role at saving the world as you were knocking those asteroids out of the sky.
There you go.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Shocking, isn't it?
All those 10p's or whatever that you put into that slot all those years ago might have actually been training you to become a saviour for the world.
As if I'd have anything to do with this. 320 million is what this rocket is costing. I'd like to imagine a ridiculous conversation where someone from America meets someone from Ireland and he's like, you got the DART, you have the DART over there. Yeah, 320 million. You're like, 320 million? Jeez.
Just like go all the way to Greystones, I think it only cost me about £4.
Your return is about €6.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Actually, speaking of money as well, the lotto, still hanging in there.
Still hanging in there.
19 mil.
Unbelievable. 19 million. It was incredible. Like, so much so that last night's numbers were 8, 10, 19, 31, 41 and 43. As me dad would say, very bad numbers. They are very bad numbers.
Because they weren't his.
Because they weren't his numbers. You know the way you would always say, there's two, they're too close together. Very bad numbers.
Why do people do that?
Which?
They assume that a random selection means that they should be completely...
All,
you know,
over the spectrum. Yeah, exactly.
The
idea
that you could get a 2 and a 3 are like, shit, that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
how are you supposed to guess that?
Or if you get a 1, you're nearly handing it back. That's a broken ticket. That ticket's broken.
Yeah. Ones.
Yeah.
Whatever. What's the highest one?
47.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, that's... Nobody ever goes for them.
No,
it's
never.
It's like they spread them out to make a nice pattern.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah, you're trying to do a face.
Yeah.
Or something. It's as good a chance as any because nobody's winning it.
Yeah.
Like, nobody is winning it. Since the June bank holiday weekend.
Oh, my God.
It's the last time it was won. So, nobody's winning it at all. It's mental to think. And a TD yesterday, Bernard Dorkin, stood up in the Dáil giving out about it. He's like, we need to do something about this.
Why?
Yeah, because he says it's like, Mr. Dorkin, he wants the lottery regulator to appear before the Dáil committee and explain why there's been no winner in nearly 6 months. He wants it explained in the Dáil. And the Taoiseach is kind of backing him on this. He says, players who have been buying their tickets twice a week are rightly fed up, and it's high time to see what's going on inside the machine, and let's see what's making those balls spin. That's what he says.
So they're trying to claim a fix, are they?
Well, I don't know what he's...
Or
don't
something
know.
Dodgy going
he
on.
He thinks, it seems to be, he says, how long
is
more?
Is it stuck?
Yeah, is it stuck? And he wants to reduce the balls as well. He wants to reduce the balls from 47 back to 36, which is what it used to be.
Yeah.
It used to be 36. I don't know why it ever went to 47.
That's true, yeah.
It was much better then.
And I mean, the only good thing about the 19 million, right, is the fact that the money that goes in every week goes to the other prizes.
Yeah.
The smaller prize. You know the way I have been me bonnet about that? I'd love to have 19 different 1 million euro
1 million
winners.
Years. I think it's just a much better idea, yeah.
Yeah, and so I don't mind that the smaller prizes are getting bigger. Because it used to be mad. Like, the difference, if you get, what is it, 5 and a bonus.
Yeah.
Which is effectively 6 numbers.
Yeah.
Compared to what the jackpot is. It's ridiculous, isn't it? What is the prize, Clint, actually, for 5 and a bonus?
Oh, who knows? It's definitely significantly less, though,
way,
right?
Way, way less.
Yeah, like, way less.
Way, way less.
Is it even 100,000, is it?
I don't know. Exactly.
I haven't a clue.
I don't even know if it is.
I'm the type of person, you see me talking about the lotto here. I know quite a lot about the lotto, right?
Yeah.
I never play it. I never, ever play it. And every week, without fail, I'm upset I didn't win it.
Yeah.
I'm upset. I get like, I can't believe it. I can't believe that now. Unbelievable.
And it's worse when somebody else wins it.
Look
at that. Look at that, somebody walking off and all that. Oh my God.
Or you're doing what my ma does. Somebody else wins it and she goes, we should have played it last week. As if that was definitely going to be your ticket. As if that's the way it works. Lotto doesn't work like that. It's not like he got the one ticket. It's not like the old raffles back in the community centres years ago where they go, I have a salmon colour ticket, number 132.
I always get 132. If I'd have bought that, I'd have gotten 132.
Yeah.
No, well, not necessarily. That's why it's random.
That's why it's random.
Yeah. Somebody's saying, Alan in Dublin maintains it was 700 grand.
700,000 if you get 5 in the bonus.
Right.
Which is not bad money, in fairness. It's not a bad little bit of pocket money.
Yeah.
Although, like you said, significantly less than 19 million.
Correct. Exactly.
You know.
So, look, that's it. I think maybe that should be what's brought up in the Dáil. You should be allowed to win it without buying a ticket.
And all lotto tickets should be served on salmon colour.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Right, there we go. Some of the best bits from during the week on Morning Glory. So what's the plan for you then? What's the plan in the great wide open? I mean, obviously, again, depending on when people are listening to this, the old bunk holiday for us.
Yeah, we've Monday off, so we won't be here. But of course, I'm going to the FAI Cup final on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only plan, really. I don't have anything else. I suppose try and stuff my face with a lot of ice cream and then try and lie to myself that I'm burning it off in the mornings.
Yeah, exactly. You should celebrate my birthday, even if it's kind of like in a virtual sense.
I've every intention of doing it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm going to have to do it now. There's a Black Forest Gatto here. I'm going to be stuffing. I'm celebrating your birthday a lot quicker than you are.
Yeah, you really do. You get into the birthday thing, don't you?
I really do.
Your approach to birthdays is like a lot of people have an approach to funerals. They love a good funeral because, you know, there could be like the soup and free soup and sandwiches.
Exactly.
And then maybe a jar.
I know. And as much as I look forward to your birthday, I just literally can't wait for your funeral. Be some eating at that. I don't mean that at all.
That's very reassuring. By the way, for those of you who didn't hear, because I think I mentioned it very early in the show on Friday, but for those of you that didn't hear about the birthday card which PJ got for me, it was beautifully sentiment. It's great. It's good to know, like, that, you know, that we've had over the years that we've been together, we've had a huge, deep emotional connection. And he gave me a birthday card today that said, "Happy birthday, Hairy Hole."
Yeah.
So there you go.
Nice, isn't it?
No, lovely. Lovely. It means more, though, that you went that route with it.
I know, yeah. It won't even get out of the building. It'll be in the bin before we even finish
Not
this
at
podcast.
All. It'll be proudly displayed. It's already proudly displayed all over me social media. Anyway. Right, so listen, whatever you end up doing for the rest of the week, enjoy it.
Yeah, have a good one.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.